First Lieutenant Madeline Hoffman remembers watching the January 6th events at the Capitol on TV.
Yeah, that was tough as a service member to see. I take that oath very seriously, and I want to make sure that our Marines understand that type of activity, like, is directly in contrast to that oath.
Hoffman leads a Marine Infantry Logistics Unit at 29 Palms. We initially talked just before she conducted the required stand down on extremism.
We were pushed this a week ago. All the source materials specifically for the extremism stand down. So I've been taking the last week to really educate myself and be prepared to give this training.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin gave all branches of the military 60 days to conduct stand downs. Rather than having top commanders fill large lecture halls, the Marines pushed the task down to small unit commanders. It's Hoffman's first real training on the topic.
Specifically, extremism hasn't been a major training point.
Experts who follow the military's checkered history with tracking extremism aren't surprised that leaders on the ground haven't been given the tools to look for it in the ranks. Heidi Byrick is co-founder of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism.
I mean, there is a lot that needs to be done to fix this problem in the military. They need to make sure that anybody who's in a position to report this stuff is doing so, that that information is captured. Their own investigators haven't seemed clear in hearings earlier in 2020 on what the rules are.
Byrick is concerned that if the stand down isn't backed up with tangible changes, it will send the wrong message to rank and file members of the military.
I think of the stand down as being a good wake up call to everyone, and hopefully there'll be serious conversations in every branch and every level about these issues. But I mean, that can only be perceived as one tiny piece of an overhaul and a massive change in the way the military's managed.
She says investigators in each branch need to work together. They still don't have a database of extremist tattoos and symbols. They are still working on a policy to monitor social media for extremist activity, often relying on the FBI.
The training, I thought, actually went really well.
After the stand down, First Lieutenant Hoffman says they went longer than she expected, mostly because of the number of questions. One thing that came up a lot is that technically Marines are allowed to belong to extremist groups as long as they aren't active members.
You walk a very fine line moving from active to passive membership. So it's something as simple as sharing an article from an extremist organization on your Facebook page is grounds to move from passive to active membership.
Two Marines under Hoffman's command say the military's apolitical reputation has been under siege for a while. The stand-downs were a chance to right the ship, says Lance Corporal Alan Huff.
If you can receive this knowledge about this class and be told that it's a relevant issue and still somehow look away from it, then that's kind of a personal issue.
Marine Corporal David Dorsey says he found the stand-downs informative. He hasn't encountered people in extremist groups, but as an African-American, he's seen bigotry and racial stereotypes among his fellow Marines.
It's not going to be a quick turnaround. Usually nothing ever is when you're trying to change, you know, a wide range of people. Do we work on trying to fix it? Yes, but it's a slow going thing. It's not something that's going to change immediately.
The Pentagon did not compile data on the extremist activity that may have been revealed during these closed door sessions, preferring to let troops speak off the record. Next step, making sure troops feel comfortable saying something when they see it. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.